Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I have noticed something. I have noticed a vibe going on. A couple vibes going on as it relates to the Cleveland Browns. And listen, I'm not just talking, I don't just base my thoughts on where everybody is with this team, because we're a pretty fractured fan base, right? We've been a pretty fractured fan base since I don't remember the last time we were all in unison, if I'm being honest with you. I think the 20-plus collective years of losing before the 2020 season, I think scrambled some of our internal emotional sensors and some of our brains, and I just think, like, this is as, even now, like, the Browns have not bottomed out in the last 4 years. Their bottom out was 7 wins, which was their previous high water mark under the Haslam administration. But there's a level of vitriol overall with where the Browns fans were even coming into this year. But it has, at a lot of points, it has faded to the background for moments. But like, the Browns are 7-4. They're coming off a win that I would not describe as an egregious loss. I think I just said they're coming off a win. Again, I was out last night till 11:30. I can't be held accountable for what I'm going to say today. But they still will. However, they're coming off a loss that was not in any way egregious, right? The two games before that, you won games you never win before. You beat the Steelers at home in a pivotal, you know, mid-November game, and then the week before that, you beat Baltimore on the road in a spot you damn sure never win. Like, you've started to win some games in the AFC North, but there's still trouble spots like beating Baltimore in Baltimore. Well, you did that. And yet, and I get that Miles is hurt. I get that Nick Chubb is out for the season, and that's still a wound that festers and bubbles up from time to time. I get that Deshaun being out has changed the way we view this season. But, like, I don't feel like I am in any way the same kind of headspace or emotional space that most people on the station are with this team, or even most Browns fans. And I just, every caller that I've heard, that's a way that we can kind of gauge how people feel about this team. People, I will occasionally go on message boards, or I'll look on Twitter, and I kind of like parse all these things together to try and get some semblance of an understanding of where people are and where people seem to be. Is either uptight or cynical about this team. And again, I understand that some of the cynicism this week is about Myles Garrett and that injury. And, like, you know, the immediate reaction earlier in this week was, you know, Dustin's reaction was, well, the season's over. And I don't know. I don't know how I can get my head there. I don't know how I can even empathize with that line of thinking. And I think a lot of this comes down to this year's Browns team, and there are certain wins, and it really has been the last 2 weeks, because I've been fluctuating with everybody else until the Baltimore and Pittsburgh game. And this team earned, with those 2 weeks, those two wins, they earned a level of trust that I don't know that I've had with a Browns team. Not since we actually expected them to be good every year, either when the Browns first came back and we had some hope early in the Butch years, maybe after the 10-6 season, but somewhere after that. Maybe it was the Mangini thing. Maybe it was going Holmgren into the Haslam era. I don't know. But at some point, our hope got broken that every year we can have actual realistic expectations. And then now that we do again, there's like this edginess about like, what the hell? Why do they have to lose this game? Well, they lose games. It's okay. Plenty of really good teams right now have lost four games. And so this is not in any way me looking down and looking down on anybody. I'm not judging anybody's fan base. I just don't relate to it. Like I am concerned. I think it's fair to say that I am concerned about Miles' shoulder. And like even after the Mary Kay Cabot piece, which, you know, there's still some maybe concern that there's structural damage there. Like it could be a much more serious injury and that Miles is just going to try and gut through it. Right, that's significant. And if Miles is out there, like we saw him out there on Sunday against the Rams, like he might buy you a little bit as a decoy, but he's still going to be the one-armed man. He's still going to be trying to take on even a beleaguered. I mean, that's a bad Rams offensive line. Let's be real honest. Ever since Andrew Whitworth retired and they won the Super Bowl and they started letting select guys go, Austin Corbett, who's been in Carolina the last couple of years, former Cleveland Browns draft pick, like ever since that, they have not been, their offensive lines have been putrid. So right now, this should be a matchup that if Miles is full bore, this could be a 2 or 3 sack performance. But Miles with one arm, specifically any sort of arm that he has to lift above his head, if he can't even do that, like the decoy thing only works so far. So I'm not really freaking out about where the Browns are. And I get, by the way, some of this stuff is just natural. You lost, and we still don't like losing, and that's understandable. But, like, I kind of feel, the way I feel about this week heading into this Rams game is very similar to how I felt heading into the Steelers game after the Deshaun injury was announced, and that was definitive. Like, I'll be honest, guys, I don't know that Miles is going to be on the field. I think this might be a true game-time decision. And I can understand the implications of Miles not being out there. I would also say it's such a bad offensive line, you should be able to get home against Matt Stafford or at least pressure him, even if Miles isn't out there. But that's neither here nor there. But like getting to like this conversation today, I feel like where, for me, where I try and think about the Browns is that I feel like they've earned the right for me not to panic at this very moment. I think being concerned is fine. I think being worried about your ability to do much more after the next couple weeks, if Miles, eventually the pain gets too great and he has to miss, you know, the last 4 games of the season, all right, like we can start to divvy up and go down specific roads and at what point does that injury start to really cost you? Those are all fair concerns. But cynicism or being uptight or and I don't think everybody's panicking, but that's certainly some of what I've heard this week. I just want to see how the Browns respond to the loss and respond to injuries. That's where I am with the Browns. And it's funny because I don't think that's all that positive.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think that's kind of like a, well, listen, there's some real reasons to be concerned here, but this team has, at every turn, when things have gotten their bleakest, right, coming off that Baltimore ass-kicking where you just got demolished and DTR looked like not even an XFL quarterback. And there was the whole, I mean, the 2 weeks was dominated by the Deshaun injury and the handling of it. And then you went out and you beat San Francisco. I don't care how they beat them. Because that's the other thing that people do is it's the cheapening of victories that I've heard in this town. And this is more a media thing. So this is where I absolutely will turn on everybody at this station. Well, but you needed to miss field goal to beat San Francisco. I don't care. You won the game. San Francisco has cheap victories. Pittsburgh Steelers have made the last like 5 years off it as they've had no quarterback play to speak of. So I don't care about cheap victories. I don't care. Like, honestly, guys, if they go 10-7 and they make the playoffs, yes, we're going to have the conversation of, well, can they do anything if the quarterback plays still at the level it is right now? But I don't care. You went 10-7. You had a good season. And through 7-4, at 7-4 rather, with a manageable schedule, the Rams are tougher than we thought they would be. They're still not very good. This is a lot of Matt Stafford. The defense is middle of the road. The offensive line is objectively awful. Like people, you could show a Martian his first game film, and he would go beep bop boop bop. Yeah, that's bad. Dude doesn't even speak English. He can tell you that's a bad off. That's an awful offensive line. But like Jacksonville, 2 weeks from now, that's a really good team. That's at home, and also they've been prone to getting dominated by good defense. Look what happened against with San Francisco a couple weeks back. Chicago is Chicago. Like, yep, Justin Fields is a threat. The rest of the team is caca. Houston is a very young team. CJ Stroud's a lot of fun. That's a game that you worry about. It's on the road. Aaron Rodgers, will he come back? I get all the things, but like, is the last six games of the season really that much of an uphill climb? If I'm going to give Pittsburgh all this credit for, well, they got three cupcake games. I can find you three cupcake games right now in the Browns schedule. 216-474-0092. I'm just, again, this is maybe a vibe check here ahead of the Thursday game. I think this Rams game is winnable. I think the fact that the Rams are a 3.5-point favorite at home, and I know the Rams have a bigger following in LA than the Chargers do, but they're not a good team. And quite frankly, they don't have the kind of following that most good sports towns have. That is as fair weather as they get, and they're still reestablishing themselves in L.A., even though they won the title a couple years back. So I'm just curious. Are you still feeling positive about the Browns finishing out the season strong? About the Browns' ability to win this season, which means make the playoffs?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.